of creating the best year ever on your fertility journey. And that may sound like a topic, you're like, what, you know, how can I create the best year ever on my journey? But the reality is that the process of doing that is a lot simpler than you think. And it's so funny because this time last year, my life was so different. When I taught this class for Circle in Bloom last year, I was in a very different place. And, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit as we go along, because as actually hear what's going on. Anyway, you know, this time last year was so different because I had within me, like I knew that this year, 2017, was going to be different because at that point, this time last year, I was pregnant and I had defied so many odds in the process. Because for those of you who are, don't know me, or you've never attended one of these Circle in Bloom teleseminars, I'm 44, and I spent a significant portion of my adult life as a professional. I was a former prosecutor here in the state of California, and my fertility journey started during that time in my life, and I struggled for so many years. And the idea of having a best year ever, you know, that was a foreign concept. You know, that was a concept that I couldn't even wrap my head around. It seemed like that was something for other people. And so this morning, my loves, as we gather here, I mean, there are women on this call from all over the world right now. And I want you to really get that, you know, this time of year can be challenging. You know, we're actually, I think it's 16 days from 2018. And, you know, as exciting as the holidays are and as exciting as things can be this year, you know, this is a time of year that can send a lot of us into an unnecessary, okay, let me underscore that, an unnecessary place of fear and freak out. Because, you know, you can be telling yourself, you know, what didn't happen this year? You know, you can start beating yourself up, or, you know, maybe you're in the other camp where you're saying, you know, oh my gosh, you know, is 2018 going to be the year? You know, you might be asking that question with some excitement, but the reality is I venture to take a very educated guess that there are a lot of you who would be asking that question with a lot of fear. You know, there can be this mixture of, you know, excitement that, okay, 2018 is going to be my year, but there could also be part of it where you're really stuck in this place. Well, you know, I've been on this journey for so long. You know, is it even possible that 2018 is going to be my year? Well, here's the thing. We are here to empower you this morning with an effective starting point for you to begin to lay a solid foundation upon which you can make this new year indeed your best year ever. Because considering, I mean, and I can speak with authority on this, because when I think about where I was this time last year and this time so many years ago, I can tell you that a year can change your life. A year can absolutely change everything. And you know, in the span of a year, I have a boy who's going to turn 6 months old asleep upstairs right now. Okay. And that was in the face of being told repeatedly, good luck, it's probably never going to happen for you. You know, enduring years of fertility treatments, not getting pregnant, spending $100,000 in this process. Like, you'll find that when you take the time to do the things that we are going to talk about this morning, you can get out of that place and you can put yourself on a path to unstoppable success on this journey. Whatever you decide is going to be success for you. And I really want to take a stand for you right now that, you know, is it really is going to be, you know, this is possible for you. So as we get started, I want to make sure that everybody can hear me. If you can hear me, can you please go ahead and hit *2 on your telephone keypad? I want to make sure that the information is coming out loud and clear. We had a couple little technical difficulties to start, and I really want to be sure that I'm coming through loud and clear. Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. That is awesome. Okay, so my loves, and as we get started, I really encourage you, you know, if there are any distractions going on in the background, you know, shut them off, okay? Keep, you know, if you're on this line through the webcast, of course, stay on the webcast, or, you know, if you're calling in, great, you know, just allow yourself to be here in this moment. Consider the time that we have together this morning, self-care. Okay, the best kind of self-care, this time that you're spending here is an investment in yourself. You're going to learn something that really has the power. Any little bit here you can take from this, you know, it can be the thing. You know, it can be the thing that will empower you to make 2018 different, okay? And again, I am here to tell you in no uncertain terms that, yes, you have the power to make 2018 your best year ever. The key piece of the puzzle in making this happen, my loves, is going to be mindset, okay? We're going to do a deep dive into that, and you are going to get specific action steps for setting yourself up for success in that area. Because when you've got that sorted, woo, girl, you become unstoppable, okay? And just think about it, you know, how different would next year be if you could approach this chapter in your life without crippling fear, what if, doubt, and negativity, you know, getting in the way? Like, how different would your life be on this journey if you weren't in that place? You know, how different would a day, a week, or a month on this journey be if you weren't in crippling fear or doubt? Or, you know, finding yourself getting sucked down the rabbit hole when you scroll through your Facebook feed and see another pregnancy announcement. How different would your life be? So claim this for yourself, my loves. You get to live this journey any way you wish. I'm not here to pass judgment or to create like a bunch of clones. What I'm here to do is to really empower you to rock this out your way. Because who says this fertility journey has to be about endless fear, stress, and misery? Who says that you have to feel shame, self-doubt, or like less of a woman because this happens to be a reality in your life? And who says that you can't live your fertility journey on your terms exactly as you wish? You know, the idea that you have no choice in how you live this journey is as ridiculous as it is false. So hang on to your hats, ladies. We got something really, really beautiful for you this morning. And as we get started, let's send a huge shout out to Joanne and the entire Circle and Bloom family right now, okay? Because we've got to thank Circle and Bloom for making our time together possible. And just know, ladies, as I'm on this call with you, I am seeing women jumping on the call from literally all over the world. So in this moment, I really want to acknowledge you. You are not alone. You are not alone, okay? So if you're thinking that you're the only one that feels like, you know, you feel fearful, you wonder if your dream is ever going to come true, you feel shame for even being on this journey, you are not alone. You are literally right now in a space with so many other women around the world. And so just feel that connection right now. You know, if it's been a while since you felt, you know, connected to other women, or if you, you know, feel absolutely lonely on this journey, just connect with that energy. You know, we're all here gathered for one purpose. We're all here to learn how the heck can we make 2018 the best year ever, okay? And I'm going to teach you exactly how to do that, all right? So you are going to get out of this training exactly what you put in. So make the decision that you are all in, and you're going to take responsibility for getting what you came for. That's what successful women do. So super fast. We have a ton of new people on this call. We have our faithful Circle and Bloom community on this call, but we also have a ton of new people that are here. So for those of you who don't know me, let me just say again really quick, my name is Roseanne Austin. I am a mindset coach for women on the fertility journey. Basically, I help women get pregnant, whether you're trying to do so naturally or with the support of fertility treatment. I help you get pregnant. Your doctor and fertility practitioner is there to take care of your body. My work is all about your beautiful mind, because if you truly want to be successful on this journey, and if you're a member of the Circle and Bloom community, you get this, but you've got to understand the interplay between mind and body is undeniable. I learned this truth the hard way because I spent years on my own fertility journey while I was a trial attorney here in California. I spent years in overwhelm chasing after every treatment, diet, healer, lotion, potion, and spray there was that could have possibly helped me get pregnant. Like it was insane what I was doing to try to make this happen in my life. And, you know, and the crazy thing was I was just wondering why nothing was working. And, you know, as I said before, I spent $100,000 in this process and didn't get the results I desired. And as a result, I was beating myself up. I was feeling jealous. I was, you know, worried about my husband leaving me. I felt isolated. And, you know, it became very clear to me. It was like a lightning bolt. You know, I finally had a moment of clarity because I remember torturing myself saying, you know, I'm doing all this. Why is this not happening for me? You know, and I really had to take an inventory, you know, what wasn't working. And it became very clear to me that the one thing that I was utterly failing at is the one thing that is time and again the foundation of health, well-being, and yes, fertility, and that's mindset. You know, I knew that the stress was negatively impacting my ability to get pregnant because, look, I was eating clean, I was meditating, I was exercising, I was doing acupuncture. I was following my doctor's orders strictly and doing everything else I could think of and still not getting pregnant. So, look, my loves, if this is where you're at, I know how devastating this can feel because you're like, oh, my God, OMG, like, what is going on? What else do I have to do? But here's the thing. When you take an inventory of what's really going on in your life, honestly, okay, because then this was hard for me because I was really stubborn. I'm not going to lie. I was stubborn. I mean, think about how stubborn a prosecuting a trial attorney can be. I was absolutely that, okay? So I was like, I had to come clean with myself because, you know, yeah, I was eating clean. I was doing all these things, but what wasn't clean? What wasn't healthy? What was out of alignment? And when I answered that question, it was very clear. It was the way that I was thinking. Because look, seriously, does it make any sense to be getting state-of-the-art treatment, having the perfect diet, taking every supplement you can get your hands on while being trapped in crippling stress, negativity, and fear that is literally flooding your body with toxicity? You know, your mindset influences everything that you do and every decision that you make. And look, if you have any doubt about this, all you have to do is look at your results. They speak for themselves. And trust me, I really wish that I had made that realization so much earlier. Okay. So be smart, my loves. Be smart. This is why bringing the power of the mind-body connection together, you really do have the power to create the results that you desire. Because look, when I changed my mindset and I broke free of the grip of constant fear, negativity, and doubt, and letting statistics, okay, I'm going to underscore this like 100 times, letting statistics and other people's opinions about what was possible for me, I made the quote-unquote impossible possible. Okay, I'm 44. I conceived my son naturally. He is perfectly healthy. And this was, you know, this was in the face of doctors telling me that I needed a donor egg, you know, since I was 37. So this is how powerful you are. I'm sharing my story so that you can see what's possible for you. You know, and that's how, like, when I made the decision to take control of my life on this journey and focus on what I wanted, not on what I didn't want, and transform that mindset, the most insane things happen. And so that's why I do what I do today. I left my work as a prosecutor so I could teach other women exactly how to do this. Okay, and they are successful time and again. Endometriosis pregnant, PCOS pregnant, poor egg quality pregnant, unexplained infertility pregnant, and yes, delightfully over 40 pregnant. So this is why, my love, this is why what I'm sharing with you this morning about creating your best year ever, that's why I'm 100% certain that when you apply what you learn, any woman has the power to make her dreams come true on this journey. You know, this expertise that I'm sharing with you is not something I just read out of a book. This is something that I live. This is journey-tested insider information. So please, get out a piece of paper, have a pen or a pencil or whatever, but be ready. Be open. Open your heart to this. And at the end of, well, not at the end, but at the end of me sharing these steps with you, I'm going to open up the phone lines and I want you to ask me questions. Ladies, this is your opportunity. I have zero judgment. And if you can't tell, I am passionate about this topic. So this is your chance to really talk to another woman who has actually lived this journey, who is not here to judge you, but is here to uplift you and help show you the way that you can make 2018 your best year ever. Okay? So that being said, we are going to dive right in. So what I'm going to share with you this morning is an insanely simple yet tragically overlooked thing that you must do if you truly want 2018 to be your best year ever. You're going to learn the secret to finally releasing the grip of fear and doubt on your journey. I'm serious, my loves, once and for all. And you're going to learn the exact mindset shifts that will support you in making 2018 the best year ever, no matter what. You're also going to learn how to be absolutely unstoppable in 2018 and really do make it. Okay, make it the best year ever. And by the end of this call, my loves, you will have an actionable plan, a place to start, okay, that is really going to help you make those shifts, all right? So let's dive right in. Okay, so first, we're going to talk about the insanely simple yet tragically overlooked thing you must do if you really want to make 2018 your best year ever. Now, you may laugh at this, but trust me on this. It is so insanely simple, you may scream. But there's a reason why I'm sharing this, okay? You must make the decision that it will be, okay? You must make the decision that 2018 is going to be your best year ever. Now, I want to be clear about what I mean when I say decision. It means that making this your best year ever is not just a nice to have. It's not an I'll get to it when I get to it, and is not a mere preference. It is a decision. It is a non-negotiable. When we look at the root of the word decision, deci means to cut, okay? It's about cutting off all possibilities that it's going to be anything but the best year ever. You know, it's about making the decision with ferocity that this will be the year where you really do make things amazing. Okay. And I wasn't kidding, obviously, when I said it was insanely simple, but way, way, way too many women skip this and then wonder why nothing changes. And here's why. Okay. When you make a decision, my loves, you empower yourself. Think about it. What's more unstoppable than a woman who has truly made a decision? You know, think about a time when you were truly determined to get something that you wanted other than on this journey, you know, and you went after it, like your hair was absolutely on fire. You got it, didn't you? I mean, it's incredible what happens. You know, when you decide that you are going to have something and you take responsibility for getting it, you put yourself on the path to unstoppable. You put yourself on the path to getting it. Now, I get it. You may not know exactly how you're going to make it happen when you make that decision, but you don't have to worry about that at this point. Not yet. And here's why. Because when you've made a decision, like a non-negotiable, no holds barred decision, it's amazing how resourceful we become when we decide we're going to have something. It's like things naturally just begin to fall into place. When you've decided that you are going to have something and it's a fierce choice and it's a fierce decision that is a non-negotiable, it's insane what happens when you do that. So you can make that decision right now, my loves. You don't even have to wait for the end of this call to decide that 2018 is going to be your best year ever. You can do that now if you choose. So really let that sink in, okay? The first thing you've got to do is you've got to make the decision that 2018 is, in fact, going to be your best year ever. Now, the second thing, the secret to finally releasing the grip of fear and doubt on your journey once and for all, okay? Now, listen up. This is extremely important. You have got to deeply connect with and understand why doing so matters. Okay, you've got to know specifically why releasing yourself from the grip of fear and doubt matters. Why do you care about the impact fear and doubt are having in your life? Is it destroying your life? Are these two things ruining your relationships? Are you making, you know, bad, fear-based, poor strategic decisions because of your fear and doubt? Are you making decisions that are just not serving you? You know, are you feeling isolated? Are you not getting the results you want? You know, why does letting go of fear and stress matter to you? So take a second, my loves, take a second to really think about that, because when you understand the why, you know, why does this really matter? You get something that is insanely important, okay? And we're going to talk about that in a second. So just take a moment. Why does it matter to you? Why does breaking out of fear and doubt and stress and the chaos that those things create in your life, why does it matter? What is the price you are paying right now because fear and doubt are running the show? You got something? Think about that. And it doesn't have to be perfect. There's no right answer. There's only your answer. Because if it's your answer, you're going to do something about it. So think about that. Okay, so let's talk about why understanding the why is so important. It's because understanding why this matters to you, my loves, gives you leverage. Okay, write that down. If you have your piece of paper out, why equals leverage. If you don't get leverage on your habit of letting fear and doubt run the show, you won't break it. Now, here's the thing. I didn't use the word habit accidentally. I am a lawyer. Words matter to us. So, you know, this is the thing. You've got to really understand that you have so much power in this circumstance. When you understand your why breaking free of all that is so important to you, and you understand that indeed the fear and the doubt is just a habit, it's just a fallback position, you empower yourself to make a change. You know, when you understand your why, you have leverage, because no leverage is no change. Simple as that. Fear and doubt are easy. They're that natural fallback position, but that doesn't mean you don't have a choice. Okay? And what's even more insidious about both fear and doubt is that they're self-perpetuating. Fear and doubt, I like to think of fear and doubt as like little cartoon, like, you know, that there's these little creepy monsters. Like there's a commercial on TV. I think it's some kind of a cough medicine or whatever, with this little green guy that like shows up. I like to think of fear and doubt in that way. And when you think about it that way, you know, you realize, I mean, these little buggers, they want job security with you. They want to stick around. So they'll try to resist you putting them out of a job. But you alone have the power to decide what you do with those things. And when you understand your why, when you understand why taking your journey back from fear and doubt, negativity, jealousy, and that whole clown car of emotions that make you feel like crap, you know, you're going to be able to do it when you understand that why. And you know what? Let's call them out right now, loves, because they might even be popping up right now trying to tell you that I have no idea what I'm talking about and that you are doing just fine, even in the face of fear and doubt, you know, and that you can continue living your journey with them running the show. You know, but here's the deal. If neither one of those things was an issue for you, chances are you wouldn't be on this call, right? And here's the real kicker. If you aren't getting the results you desire on this journey, despite all of your efforts, all of your heroic and amazing and just absolutely lovely efforts, can you honestly say you're doing just fine, right? Because results don't lie, love. So releasing the fear and the doubt on your journey, it takes grit and it takes tenacity, but the payoff is incredible. You know, when just think about how different your journey would be if you weren't doubting all the time. You know, think about the kinds of decisions you'd be making instead. You know, would you try a new course of treatment? Would you stop letting the clinic, who doesn't really seem to care about you, you know, push you around? You know, would you stop being cheap with yourself and get the support you actually want? You know, would you start seeing the things that you're doing to make your dream of being a mom come true as an investment instead of an expense? That's a huge mindset shift. So that's like a little extra nugget there. The minute you can start seeing this as an investment instead of an expense and beating yourself up for spending money on what you care about, huge win. huge win. So just kind of keep that in mind in the background, because, you know, there, ladies, there are no guarantees in this life. So if you're going to take a risk, you know, bet on you. Bet on you and bet on your dreams, okay? And you know what's more risky than taking some chances here with different treatments or, you know, getting these different support mechanisms on your journey? What's more risky than doing those things is a life unfulfilled and a life of regret. So love yourself enough not to do that, okay? So get leverage, ladies. That's the secret to understanding why you are no longer available for letting fear, stress, and all of those emotions that feel so terrible run the show. You know, this, let this give you the push to finally do what it takes to release the grip that you have on your journey. Understand your why. Get super clear on that, and you've got to make the decision, okay? Until you get leverage, fear and doubt are going to run the show. So now the third thing that you really have got to get clear in your mind and really, really allow yourself to create these mindset shifts that are going to support you in making 2018 your best year ever, no matter what, is you've got to gain control over your mindset, okay? Your mindset is going to support your dream of being a mom, okay? It's either working for you or it's working against you. It's just that simple. And you alone are going to dictate if this new year is going to be your best year ever, okay? And if you're truly committed to that being the case, you've got to take full responsibility for making it so, because you do have a choice. And I'm going to be, you know, oh my gosh, I remember all these years ago, I didn't think I had a choice. I didn't think that I had a say. You know, just like I was sharing with you a little bit about my background, you know, I remember back when I was 37, you know, I remember a doctor telling me, like, you know, after one round of IVF to go get a donor egg, you know, and when I think about that and I think about my son, like, oh my gosh. Like, if I hadn't held on to my dream, I could have gone down another path. Now, I think donor eggs are amazing. I've got no energy on that, so don't misinterpret that. But I just had it in my heart. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm not there yet. I'm not in that place. Like, that didn't feel quite congruent for me. But if I had listened to that, if I hadn't listened to my heart, and I had given all my power away to somebody else, you know, who could have dictated my future instead of me, I'd be in a very different place right now. It could have been equally amazing, but there was something in me that said, not yet. I'm going to hold on to this. And so, you know, that process is about taking control of your mindset and deciding who is in control on this journey. It's so important, you know, and I know, I mean, having spent so many years on this journey, I know there are times when fear, doubt, and stress may seem insurmountable. But a woman who makes a decision, as we've talked about, remember, what we've talked about so far is making the decision. You've got to understand your why. Why does changing your mindset matter? Why does taking your journey back from fear and doubt matter? And now we're talking about the shift. So it's like when a woman makes a decision that she's not going to let any of these things stand in her way, she's unstoppable. So, and I see this playing out every single day. You know, in fact, I just had another one of my clients tell me yesterday, like, this is a woman who had been battling PCOS for years, and she's finally pregnant. And I asked her, I said, oh my gosh, you know, what was different? I mean, I knew what was different, but, you know, it was really important to understand from her. And she's like, it was me. I was different, you know, and that's why, like, I hear this all the time. So that's why, like, again, I'm fierce and I'm talking really fast, but I am so passionate about this. And I want this for each and every one of you, because it's not just for, you know, a select few. This is for everyone who steps up and raises their hand and says, yes, I want this. I'm going to do this. Okay. So here are the important mindset shifts. These are the exact mindset shifts that are going to support you in making 2018 your best year ever. Okay, so the first thing, write this down, my love. See things as they are, no worse. Okay, see things as they are, no worse. That means no more catastrophizing. You know, you get a negative pregnancy test. Are you going to automatically mean that that's never, you know, that you're never going to be a mom? Okay, it's just a negative pregnancy test. It doesn't mean that you're never going to be a mom, right? Or is your body not responding to medications? Are you going to make that mean all hope is lost? You know, maybe you see a pregnancy announcement on Facebook. You know, are you going to make that mean that you're going to end up childless and alone? Okay. You know, maybe you're going to transition from trying to conceive naturally to IVF. You know, are you going to make that mean that you're a total failure? And, you know, seriously, you know, you've got to see things as they are, no worse. And it's interesting because you wouldn't believe how many women beat themselves up with the idea that transitioning from natural conception to IVF is somehow horrible, you know, and do you think that's going to serve you? Okay. Do you think that that thought process might perpetuate the shame associated with this journey? You bet. And you can end that cycle today, right now, and stop judging yourself if that's the case. Okay, I'm saying that with ferocity because it's important. You have got to honor where you are at on this journey. You cannot continue to see things, you know, in catastrophe mode, right? Empower yourself, my love. Love yourself enough to just see things as they are, not worse. Okay, that's a huge mindset shift. Now, you know, just think about it. What's possible if you just saw things as they are, not worse? Could you, you know, is there a solution that you might be ignoring because you're automatically making something that happens mean the end of the world? You know, I know how that feels, so I'm not belittling that feeling, but I want to empower you to see it just differently. Because when you can see this differently, you can make that subtle change that puts you on the fast track to having what you want, okay? I don't want you to spend years the way that I did, making myself miserable and completely closing myself off to the miracle that was waiting for me, okay? So here's the second mindset shift. You've got to become acutely aware of your stories, loves. And what I mean when I say stories, these are the things that you tell yourself about you, okay, and what you make things mean. I started to touch on that a little bit when we were talking about seeing things as they are, no worse. Okay, your stories are also can be referred to as limiting beliefs. These are the stories that we make up and choose to believe sometimes without even knowing it. Okay, these are the stories we tell ourselves, and they can be the result of our social, spiritual, cultural, or even familial conditioning. You know, or perhaps there have been events that have happened in your life, and before you realize that you get to choose, you know, you've kind of taken these beliefs on board. The stories that we tell ourselves are absolutely going to shape your experience on this journey. And when you recognize and become aware of your stories, you empower yourself to exercise the choice to believe something else if the story is not serving you. Okay, so instead of moving through your journey by inertia, you get to take control and choose how you see things rather than letting a negative story drive the bus. Okay, so here's an example. And that is, you know, do you let the fact of a negative pregnancy test that you mean that you're a barren, dried up old hag? And yes, I am intentionally using cruel language because that's what we do. Let's be honest. I use language with myself, and I hear women every single day as a coach. I hear women using the worst, most heinous language when they refer to themselves. You know, that's what we do. We are ruthless, okay? So I'm calling it out. You know, are you telling yourself that you're a dried up old hag and this is never going to happen? You know, and the point of that is when you call that out, you have a chance to break the pattern. You know, when you call things as they are and you're honest with yourself, wow, I'm really beating myself up. I'm telling myself I'm worthless because this isn't happening. You know, that level of awareness, and when you become aware of the story, you can break the pattern and you exercise choice. Okay, so the equation is very simple here. Identify the fact. The fact is a negative pregnancy test. The story is you're a barren old hag. Okay, you can eliminate the story. You can take the story out of it and just focus on, okay, this is a negative pregnancy test, and you get to decide which story you're going to attach to that, what meaning you're going to attach to that, because you're smart. You're a smart, intelligent woman. You get to decide. Nobody else gets to decide what that means but you, okay? So I really want to underscore that, because if you have a story like that, how's it working out for you? you know, what's the negative story? You know, what good is the negative story doing in your life right now? You know, is it moving you closer to your goal of being a mom? Or is it just flooding your body with toxic stress hormones? You know, and with an attitude like that, you know, will that actually support you in making good choices about optimizing your fertility? Or are your negative stories going to keep you stuck in a place where you're penny pinching and not wanting to spend any money on support because you're telling yourself it's not going to work out anyway? You know, what opportunities will your negative stories cost you? You know, who will you drive away with that mess? You know, it's just, this is so important that you become, like, even just take a moment right now. What are some of the stories that you tell yourself? You know, I used to tell myself that I was absolutely unlovable. I was ruthless. I am the first one to admit that. I was absolutely horrible, horrible to myself. And I hope that, you know, it's possible for you to see, you know, maybe little bits and pieces of yourself in that, because that's not something a lot of us talk about. You know, I was ritualistically torturing myself because of what I believed on my journey, you know. And when you get a hold of that, you become absolutely unstoppable, okay? So just get crystal clear about what these stories are doing to you, okay? And when you understand the stories, it can be a really powerful way of adding even more leverage, okay? Remember, we talked about, like, if you don't understand your why, you're going to keep repeating old patterns. You're not going to get yourself out of the fear and doubt. And when you understand the story, that's like, whoa, you know, I understand why it's important for me to change, to get myself out of this negative mindset. But what's even more important is I see what it's doing to me. Like, wow, this is really impacting my life. So the next mindset shift, my loves, that you really want to get a handle on is you've got to get serious about gratitude, okay? Gratitude gets a lot of lip service these days. You know, I mean, we all talk about, I'm so grateful for this and I'm so grateful for that, and that's really awesome. But what I'm really talking about here is, you know, in one breath, you can say that you're thankful for the opportunities you have on this journey, but in the next, you're beating yourself up, looking for someone to blame, or taking out your disappointment on the people that you love the most. You know, and then you also will take a survey of your life and make it out to be this flaming mess. You know, does that really sound like a real state of gratitude to you? You know, you've got to get serious about gratitude. You know, we also pervert gratitude into meaning that we shouldn't want more than we have at present. You know, we use this perversion of gratitude to keep ourselves small and make ourselves wrong for wanting what we want. You know, and be honest, like, how many times have you told yourself, I should just be happy with what I want, you know, and when the truth is you desire so much, you know, that's one of the things. You know, we create this vortex of negativity, you know, when one second, you know, we'll say, I'm really grateful for this opportunity for IVF, and then we beat ourselves up for even doing IVF, or we say, you know, I should be so grateful that I have one child, you know, who am I to ask for another one? It's ridiculous. And it just keeps you small. Don't do that, because the abundance that you have in your life is proof of the possibility of more abundance. Okay, don't let gratitude make you small. Let gratitude lead the way. And gratitude is a really powerful tool, my loves, and I'm going to tell you why. It's because gratitude and fear cannot occupy the same place. You know, if you really want to beat fear, you go into deep gratitude. It's such an important thing. You will go into deep gratitude, okay? If you want a quick fix, you know, and I don't say that very often because there are no quick fixes on this journey, but if you want a super quick fix, if you're feeling afraid or you're feeling doubt, go into gratitude. Instantly name 10 things that you're grateful for. Instantly, okay? When you're afraid, if you're sitting in the doctor's office and you're looking around and you're like, all these women are successful and I'm not, go into gratitude. Be grateful for the cup of coffee you had this morning. Be grateful for your dog. Be grateful for your partner. I don't care what it is. Just go into gratitude, because gratitude will kick fear's ass every single time. Trust me on this one. If you think I'm kidding, do it right now. If you're afraid, go into gratitude right now. And don't just, like, go into passing gratitude. Think of the things that you're grateful for and just take a beat. Just take a second and say, wow, I'm really grateful for my husband. He's so sweet. He's so funny. He's such a good man. And just take a second. Like, don't just give it lip service. Think of the thing you're grateful for. Just take a second, bring the image to your mind, and then go on to the next thing. Name 10. Trust me, it will kick fear's ass. They cannot coexist in the same time and space. So just do that, okay? And, you know, when you're connected to gratitude, you know, not only do you not feel fear, but you don't feel doubt, you don't feel lack, and you don't feel scarcity. Remember that. If you remember nothing else, gratitude will kick fear's ass every single time. So the last thing that we have, ladies, and I'm going to stay on the line to answer as many questions as I can as they come up, so don't worry. The last thing is you've got to have, okay, if you really want to make yourself unstoppable in 2018, you've got to have two things, and I'm just going to give this to you in two words, a plan and action. Simple. You've got to make the decision that you're going to make this your best year ever, fueled by your big why, along with the mindset shifts that we've discussed that you now see are critical, and you've got to have a plan to take action. You've got to have a written plan to take action, because when you have a plan and you take action, you put yourself on the superhighway to getting what you want, okay? Written plan and taking action. You know, it's like you're not going to sit on the couch wishing that you could lose 10 pounds. You know, you got to get off the couch and go out and shake your booty, right? So that's the same thing as on this journey. You know, you got to look at, you know, what do you want to create for yourself based on everything you've learned this morning? What is the experience that you want to create for yourself on this journey? What are the opportunities that you really want to go for in 2018? Write out your written plan and go after it like your hair's on fire. You've got to take action, because the coolest thing is every action you take, you bring what you want closer to you. Okay, there can be bumps in the road and there can be little twists and turns, but you're always getting yourself closer to what you want, because what you seek is seeking you. All right, I wish I had coined that phrase myself, but that's by the Persian poet Rumi. What you seek is seeking you, and you've got to just dig your heels into that, my loves. Okay? So go after this. And, you know, I teach a workshop on exactly how to do a written plan, you know, to make your year the best year ever. But, you know, and you're going to learn a little bit more about that if you choose. But ladies, this information, everything we've talked about so far this morning, this is a roadmap. This is a starting point for you to change what 2018 is going to be for you. This is just the tip of the iceberg, okay? Think about it. You know, Venus and Serena didn't get to Wimbledon by just reading books and hanging out on online message boards thinking about going to being tennis stars. They went out and did the work. They went out, they made a decision, and they did it. And they're just amazing. You know, think about anybody who's ever created something really extraordinary in their lives. They turn the tide. You know, they really make the decision that they're going to have something. And I really want to empower you to do that, okay? So, ladies, I'm about to open this up to take your questions, and I really want you to, you know, be brave here. Give yourself the opportunity to ask. You know, like I said before, you've got somebody on the other line that really gets it, and let this be an opportunity for you to get your questions asked and be heard. You know, but before we get to that, you know, I know some of you, I always have people reaching out to me after these calls, and, you know, they're saying, Roseanne, how can I do this on my own? You know, I feel overwhelmed. Well, super fast, as being part of the Circle in Bloom community, you have the unique opportunity to have some time with me. And if you desire to have time with me, if you're saying to yourself, I want to get this mindset thing right, I really want this for myself in 2018, you can request time with me. And if you are listening online, in the upper left-hand corner on that webpage, there's a little gray box that says, I want my miracle mindset. You can click that and you can request time with me. If you're also, the other option is you can go to my website, which is www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough, and you can request time with me. And let me just say, I mean, you really have to know what you want, because if you can't tell, I'm extremely passionate about supporting women to get pregnant on this journey, get what they want, and totally blow past the old mindset that has been holding them back. So just keep that in mind. So my love, I'm going to go to the phone lines now, and I want to be so here for you. I'm giving you 110% of myself this morning, and I just want to help you. I mean, 2018 is 16 days away. 16 days away, my loves. So I want you to get yourself in line, hit *2 on your telephone keypad. Get in line to ask your question. You know, ask how you can apply. some of the things that you learned this morning? Was there something that we went over, you know, that maybe we went over really fast and you want to find out, okay, how can I actually apply this in my life? You know, or what is it? You know, I feel like I'm stuck when I look through my Facebook feed. You know, what is it? Ask your question. Hit star 2 on your telephone keypad to get in line to ask your question. I am also going to, let's see here. I am going to go check to see if we have any questions coming in on the chat line. And look, ladies, I'm only going to hang out as long as there are questions. So hit star 2 on your telephone keypad. I do not bite. And I just love, love, love women on this journey because, look, ladies, you have the power within you to change the trajectory of your journey by the way that you think. And, you know, like I started us off this morning, you know, my life was so different this time last year. I had made this desire that I had finally come true. You know, I had finally beaten the odds and I was pregnant naturally with my son, and he's going to be 6 months old in 2 weeks. And this is in the face of repeatedly being told it wasn't going to happen for me. And so I want you to understand through everything that I've shared this morning how powerful you are. Okay, you can change the trajectory of your journey by the way that you think. There are opportunities and possibilities all around. You are meant to be a mama. That desire in your heart right now, if you're sitting here listening to this, you know, I don't know how many women I have heard, you know, after these calls that want to work with me, and they tell me, you know, I just sat there in tears listening to this. Like, I want you to know that desire in your heart to be a mom, it's there because it was meant for you. That isn't a joke. That isn't some sick joke that the universe put in your heart, you know, just to torture you. It's because it was meant for you. And you've got to put more effort, more faith, and more commitment in that desire than in your commitment to your fear. Okay? I really want to support you in that belief. Okay? Because when you make that shift, you become unstoppable. So I have, let's see here, I think I had a question. Ooh, I thought I saw a hand up. So my love, take what you have learned this morning. Really look, you know, what are some of the things? Take a really good inventory of your journey and decide for yourself that you are going to create a different experience. Okay. So I have a question coming in from Vancouver, and that is Tiffany in Vancouver. And her question is an awesome one. I love this one. How do I stop being jealous when I hear about pregnancy announcements? Ah, Tiffany, I love this question. Okay. So here's how you're going to do it. You know, the jealousy comes from not believing that you have good coming to you. Jealousy comes from fear and lack and scarcity thinking. Jealousy comes from thinking that there's a finite amount of good in the world and that somebody else is going to get their good and you are not. So the way that you're going to stop getting, you know, feeling jealous about pregnancy announcements is you're going to stop giving all of your power to lack and scarcity. I want you to go into deep gratitude. Really go into now, and remember what I said about gratitude. Don't use gratitude to make yourself small. Use gratitude to lift yourself up. Because when you look at all the good that you have in your life, all that is evidence. It is evidence. That's a lawyer coming out at me. It's evidence of the good that is on its way. It is evidence that this is an abundant world. Okay. And when you stop seeing other people's joy as meaning you won't have yours, you can start seeing other people's joy as evidence of what's to come. Okay, so I really hope that you can take and apply that to your journey, Tiffany, because don't make somebody being pregnant, be careful about what you make that mean. That's essentially what we were talking about, is like, see things as they are, no worse. Remember that mindset shift we talked about. You know, seeing somebody else pregnant doesn't mean it isn't going to happen for you. Your timeline may be different and your circumstances may be different, but that doesn't mean it isn't going to happen for you. Okay? So I hope that that helps you, Tiffany. I also have a question from Jenny in St. Louis. Approaching 39 in January. Let's see. Some of what you typed, Jenny, for some reason, some of the I don't know if you're typing in on your mobile device or what, but some of it didn't translate, but I'm going to do my best here. You say approaching 39 in January. I don't know what the rest of this says, but it's a child created by me and my husband in the cards naturally. I said it to my new gynecologist yesterday. She makes me so sad to think that I've never had the opportunity to feel what that's like, to be pregnant. The biggest regret I have in my life to not do it, to not do all I can holistically to try. My question is, what are the little things I can do to make healthy choices physically and mentally? Okay, so sorry about that, Jenny. For some reason, I just couldn't read all of what you wrote. But, you know, here's the thing. I would be really careful, and I touched on this before about the stories that we tell ourselves. I want you to be real careful about the stories that you're telling yourself about going through IVF, okay? Just because you're using fertility treatment and you need that support doesn't mean you failed. You know, I know for some people, I mean, we all have our preferences, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not here to make anyone's personal preference about how they get pregnant wrong. That's none of my business. But what I want you to do is take control of your business. What meaning are you attaching to using IVF? I mean, plenty of women all over the world for decades have used this beautiful gift that we have of reproductive technology to help them make their dreams come true. You know, getting pregnant naturally for some people may be the holy grail. For other people, it may not. It may not make any difference. You know, there are amazing women out there who are saying, hey, look, I don't care how I get pregnant. I just know I'm meant to be a mom, and I'm going to go after it like my hair is on fire, and I'm going to go get it. And they do. So I want to support you to really evaluate, you know, whose standards are you applying to your journey? You know, and if it doesn't really matter to you whether you get pregnant naturally or through IVF, I mean, then don't make it mean something it's not. And I really want to help you, you know, understand that distinction. You know, if you want to try holistically, go for it. And then you, as a smart, intelligent woman who is going to consult, you know, the people who, you know, in your life that you trust, you're going to decide if IVF is really the next phase for you. But don't make it mean something it's not. Love on yourself and care more about your dreams than other people's opinions, because, you know, that's what's going to make you successful on this journey. So, you know, and I'm only going to talk about mindset because I'm not a medical professional. I'm not going to talk about, you know, what you can do, healthy choices physically. That's the role of, you know, a medical practitioner. So, but what I can tell you is that mindset absolutely does impact your physical well-being. I mean, that's pretty obvious, right? Like when you're feeling sad and angry, you know, you feel that in your body and, you know, it has a lot. I mean, it's well known. This is not rocket science, but, you know, everybody knows that you have physical changes in your body when you stay in a place of constant stress, fear, and misery, okay? So, okay, so I have another question coming in from Toronto. How do I deal with fear and doubt when you've experienced recurring pregnancy loss? Okay, Erin, awesome question. I love how honest you're being and putting this question out there because I know a lot of people felt that way. I had a miscarriage myself, so I totally get it. You know, you've got to treat each pregnancy as something separate, okay? You've got to look at each circumstance in your life as being a circumstance unique in and of itself. One of the most important mindset shifts that you can make is letting go of the idea that the past is going to predict the future. You've got to commit to your desire to be a mother, regardless of present circumstances or evidence to the contrary. You know, because you want to honor each one of those pregnancies. You want to do the work that is required for you to grieve that pregnancy. You want to honor that. You want to grieve it. You want to feel what you need to feel, but you get to decide what you're going to make that mean. Okay, that's why the mindset shifts that I shared with you this morning are so important. I wasn't holding back on you, ladies. I mean, those mindset shifts are going to change everything. You know, when you see things as they are, no worse. When you become aware of the stories and when you deeply connect to gratitude, all of those things come together and it puts you back into control. So when you have fear and doubt, you know, you acknowledge the past. I mean, we're not here to pretend. Like, denial is for fools. You know, nothing that I'm teaching you this morning is about denial. What it is about is taking control and making smart choices as the smart woman you are. So if you find yourself in fear and doubt, you know, when you know, when you do get pregnant again, Erin, which, you know, you will get pregnant again. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. You know, when you get pregnant, you know, and you want to stay out of fear and doubt with your next pregnancy, all you have to do is acknowledge, okay, I have some fear and I have some doubt because of my past, but I'm not going to let my past dictate how I feel with this baby. Honor that baby that you have now. And focus on that baby, because look, the past is not an indicator of the future. So many things, you know, I mean, I had failures, quote unquote failures. I had 84 of them. Okay. Before my son came. And so it's like, okay, if I was going to let those past 84 failures dictate whether or not getting pregnant was possible for me, you know, I'd be in a very different place right now. Okay, but you've got to care more about that desire. You've got to listen to that desire in your heart. Put more stock and more faith in that than what has happened in the past. Okay, Erin, I really hope that that speaks to you, and I hope that that helps. Okay, so I have a question here from Nikki in London. Hi there. I understand that you said we should have a plan of action. However, sometimes focusing on fertility feels feels overwhelming. What about just letting go? Well, here's the thing. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. It's what I want you to understand about having a written plan is that written plan can include a process of releasing and surrendering. And I don't use release and surrender as giving up. Trust me, anyone who has absolutely learned the power of surrender, it doesn't mean giving up. It just means taking that strangling energy out of your journey. And so having a written plan about how you desire to approach your day, you know, the ways that you are going to optimize your fertility, the way that you're going to go about things, the way that you desire to interact with your friends and your family and all of the different mindset practices that you're going to incorporate. You know, perhaps you're going to include the different modalities of fertility support that you want to use. Having a written plan isn't about obsession. In fact, it's freedom from obsession. When you have a written plan, you're not agonizing anymore because you have a written plan. And the way that you apply that written plan is entirely up to you. And so let your written plan of action give you freedom in your life because you're not spinning. That's why having a written plan is so important, because it also gives you a sense of control over the things that you can control. And you control the most important thing, and that's you. So I hope that distinction really helps you, Nikki, because letting go, again, is not giving up. And letting go, if learning to surrender and doing the mindset work to get to surrender and having that be a beautiful thing, having it give you your life back so that you can enjoy your life while you're trying to get pregnant is absolute gold. I'll put it that way. It is absolute gold. So you get to create what you want, Nikki, and I hope that really, 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 really brings a smile to your face and lets you know how powerful you are, okay? So I have a question here from Megan in Washington. Megan says, how do I break free of looking at the calendar and thinking about how long we've been trying? We've gone through trying naturally, IUIs, miscarriages, and are heading toward IVF. So how do you break free of looking at the calendar? So this is really important, Megan, for you to go back and really listen to the portion, because it sounds like you didn't catch the whole thing. So I'd really encourage you to listen to the part about what you're making things mean, the stories that you might have playing in the background, because, there are women all over the world who are becoming moms at every age. Okay, like it's the number of women that I know personally that are getting pregnant in their 40s. I mean, I talked to a woman not that long ago that had was 52, and she was actually looking to have another baby, and she was amazing to me because I was like, oh my gosh, you know, this is an example of a woman who's not letting anyone's judgments like run her life. She knew that she was going to be a mama, and she made it happen, and she was amazing. Part of that is the story you attach to being on this journey for a while. You know, if you say to yourself, oh my God, we've been on this journey for years, you know, hey, this journey is it's a marathon, not a sprint. And so you've really got to give yourself permission and be like, look, I may not know when, I may not know how, but I know my baby's coming and I'm going to stay on this track because I know it's for me. Like, I know it is for me. So the way that you break free of looking at the calendar is like, you know, use the calendar to your advantage. You know, look at it and say, wow, you know, I really am persistent. I have strength of character and I have persistence. I've been on this journey for X number of months or X number of years. And that really says, you know, that really speaks to the person that I am because I don't give up. I don't give up and I'm not willing to live a life of regret. So I'm going to keep going until I get what I want. So use it to your advantage. Do you see that subtle shift? And so if you have more questions about that, Megan, just let me know. Okay, so I have a question from Bette. Gosh, I hope I'm saying that. Or maybe it's Betty, as in Betty Davis, in Salisbury. I'm thinking that's the UK. How can we help our partner share the same mindset, and how important is it for both of us to do so? Great question, Bette or Betty. So sorry about that if I'm totally mangling your name. So here's the thing. As women, we are the leaders in our relationships. We are so powerful in our relationships if we allow ourselves to be. We are the keepers of relationship that on this journey, you know, we really set the tone. And if you do the mindset work and you decide that 2018 is going to be your best year ever and you lead with that and everything you do is about that, your partner is undoubtedly going to take going to take that lead, is really going to look to you. You know, we have so much power in our lives as women to set the tone, to set the pace, and we set the example. And when you are the woman who is relentless about what she wants, when you are the woman that decides that you're not going to let other people's opinions or statistics dictate to you what's going to be your reality, everybody else tends to fall in line. They either fall in line or they fall off because they don't know what to do with this. You know, but you are in control of your life. You know, yes, you're in a partnership. And so, you know, there is that interdependence, not codependence, with your partner. You want to have some interdependence and you want the two of you to feel supported and loved in that relationship. And when you love and support yourself enough to commit to the mindset that you are going to have, that lets your partner know what you're available for. You know, you've got to make the decision that what you desire in your life is a non-negotiable. It is not subject to debate, and I say that with love and a little bit of humor. You know, when you know what you want, you've got to go after it, and you don't need somebody else's permission to do that, at least here, and as long as you are engaging in legal activity. So anyway, so I really hope that helps, Betty. I mean, like, and so you've asked me to recap the steps. Okay, and I'm happy to do that. That's a great question. So the first thing that you have to do if you really, 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 really want to make 2018 your best year ever is you've got to make the decision that it will be. Okay, you've got to make the decision. Remember, go back, listen to the recording. Remember, the root of the word decision is desi, that is to cut. Okay, you want to cut all ties to anything that is going to you know, hold you back. You've got to go for what you want like your hair is on fire. The second thing is you've got to release the grip of fear and doubt on your journey once and for all, and you're going to do that by understanding why it is important. Understand your why. When you understand your why, you have leverage, okay? And leverage is how you're going to break the habit of fear and doubt. And yes, it is a habit. It is a, oh, dare I say, lazy fallback position, okay? So, and I say that with love. And I say that with love and certainty because every woman on this journey has the power within her to decide what her experience is going to be, okay? So the other thing is the mindset shifts that I talked about that are really going to help you make 2018 your best year ever is see things as they are, no worse, okay? You've got to also become aware of the stories that you're telling yourself, because when you become acutely aware of the stories you tell, you empower yourself to break free of them, okay? And the last mindset shift that I shared with you is that you've got to get into gratitude, because gratitude will eradicate fear, all right? Amongst all of these other things, you know, decisions made from a place of gratitude and abundance empower you to make decisions that actually serve you. You're not out there beating yourself up unnecessarily and being disconnected from the whole truth, okay? That's one of the things that we get so caught up on this journey, is we're like, oh, it's not happening for me, it's never going to happen, blah, 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 blah. And I've been there, done that. So when you're connected to gratitude, you see the whole truth. You don't tell yourself half truth. The half truth is, you know, my life sucks, I have nothing. The reality is yes, you do have something. You know, when you look at your whole, when you look at your life as a whole and you engage in sincere gratitude, you can see how much abundance is in your life, and you can use that abundance to propel you forward. And the last thing that I said in the steps is you've got to have a plan. You've got to have a written plan. You've got to take action based on that plan. And in describing what I just did with, I think it was Nikki, you know, that plan has got to be a reflection of you. And it doesn't have to mean like you're doing this, you know, rigid plan. It's about a plan to support how you're going to live your journey. And it's going to be based on the things that we've talked about. And you're also going to get some notification about a class that I teach on that. So on specifically that. So just keep that in mind, Betty. And I really thank you for asking that question. And thank you for giving me the opportunity here to recap for all of you, you know, what these steps are. That, you know, it's really, really important for you to do that. Okay, so I have a question coming from Katarina in New York. Let's see here. We've been trying for almost 3 years, 3 miscarriages, 7 IUIs, 3 IVFs. We're mentally and financially exhausted. I'm turning 40 in January, and I'm having difficulty believing we'll ever succeed. How do I keep the faith? Well, Katarina, you're spring chicken. You're 40. I mean, you're turning 40 in January. I won't age you. You're 39. Woman, you're a spring chicken. You know, 3 miscarriages, 7 IUIs, 3 IVFs, like, okay, those things are all true, and I honor you, and I have just so much respect for you and what you've done in the name of your desires. So that means that you've got a lot of grit, woman, and you deserve so much. I mean, you deserve to have your dreams come true, so you decide when you are calling it quits, and you've got to really reflect on the things that we talked about today. Like, is being a mom a non-negotiable for you? And you've got to dig your heels into that. If being a mom is a non-negotiable, you are going to find a way. You are clearly a resourceful woman going through what you've gone through. And I give you mad respect for doing that. I had a very similar story. You've just got to know in your heart. You've got to put more faith in what's in your heart than present circumstances and evidence to the contrary. I said that before, and I will say it again. You get to decide. You're only 39, all right? You're only 39. You get to dictate. And, yeah, I mean, I get that you say that you're financially exhausted, but seriously, this is your life. We get one bite at the apple. You know, and of course, if you have a belief in multiple lives, then maybe there's more. But this is the life that you have right now. So you get to decide what's going to be important for you. If doing another round, if seeking out other treatment or whatever is important to you, because that could be the thing that helps support you in this process, then go for it. I strongly recommend that you look at mindset at this point because of where you've been. And you know, if you're losing faith in this desire that you know is in your heart and soul, because I don't know you, obviously, but anyone who does what you've done to try to have your baby, this means something to you. Okay, so if you've lost connection to what it is that you desire, do the mindset work to get back into that place and let that help propel you forward and help you make the right decisions for you, my love. Don't let the past dictate your future. Okay, so I hope that helps, Katarina. I have another question from Tiffany in Vancouver. Okay, you mentioned in your story that you were doing everything right, eating clean, clean lifestyle, supplements, acupuncture, but nothing was working. What changed was your mindset. So should I continue to do all those that is supposed to help? Well, Tiffany, part of the mindset work is to really lean in and make a decision that is right for yourself based on your circumstances. All of those things have value. All of those things, nutrition, acupuncture, supplements, getting treatment, whatever treatment feels right to you and is in alignment with your values. There's nobody, I don't pass judgment on any of that. And I'm not here to tell you what's going to be right or wrong for you in that vein. That's why doing the mindset work to get deeply connected to who you are and get more connected to your beliefs is so critical, because then you're going to make decisions that are not, driven by fear. You're going to be making decisions that are truly a reflection of who you are, Tiffany. Okay, so I've got two women who are on the line who have live questions. So I'm going to go back over there. Ladies, hang around for as long as you want to. I'm going to hang around to take these questions. These questions are amazing. They're so brave. They're so awesome. And I'm going to hang out as long as you are. So the first question that I'm going to take is from Illinois. So if your phone number ends in 970 and you are calling from the state, the gorgeous state of Illinois, I am unmuting your, let's see, I think I just lost her. Oh, no. Did
Hello?
I just lose her? Oh, hi. Who's this? What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Tracy, and my question is, about this story, I feel like my story is that I have to have a struggle in order to get anything good in my life, and I struggle with it, letting go of that, and how, just like tips or any advice on how to be like, because I like, on some level, big level, I'm like, oh, I'm done with this struggle, like get rid of it. But then I think that's my story, and I don't quite know how to get it out of my life.
That's such a great question, Tracy. I love it. And I think there are probably loads of other women who have a struggle story. The struggle story is an interesting one, because for everyone it's a little different. So tell me just a little bit more about your struggle story. What do you tell yourself about struggle exactly? Let's be very specific so I can help you here.
That if anything that is good, that I have good in my life, I needed to really like fight for it, give all of me, like just like all the pain, all the like loss, all the, and that only through that will I get what I want. That, mm-hmm. that somehow that's required of me in order to have this success. And I feel like I've done it. I've got the loss. I've got the struggles. But, it still is like there in the back of me. Like, oh, you don't quite deserve that yet. Or you didn't struggle quite enough.
Oh, my goodness. So what's interesting is, like, sometimes we can pervert tenacity. Right? Like, we can pervert tenacity into being struggle, right? Like, cause there's nothing wrong with doing like a lot in the name of getting what we want. But struggle, you chose that word really beautifully, because struggle is very different than tenacity or persistence, right? Like, struggle means it's gotta be hard. It's gotta suck. It's gotta be painful. And so do you have a sense where you may have picked up that story?
Probably. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I do. I'm sure it's like some like psychological whatever that somebody out there is like, oh, that's this. But I'm sure I did. I don't know exactly where I picked it up. But I definitely, yeah, that's my story. And I want to chuck it out mm-hmm. the window, but it just doesn't seem to go.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How do you want this journey to be for you?
I want it to be happy and, like, happy. I want to live my life and be happy while knowing in the back of my mind, this is going to be, I'm going to have a baby at the end of this. This is going to happen, and enjoy the road to it happening.
Okay, do you believe that you're worthy of that?
Yeah.
Okay, like really worthy of it?
Maybe not. I think I do, but maybe that's where I don't. I want to say that I do. But clearly, since I'm still doing the struggle, maybe I'm not. But yeah,
because you get to decide. It is that simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. It is simple
okay.
for you to decide that today, I'm going to end the struggle. Because some people get addicted to struggle. And when you look a little bit more closely, because obviously, I mean, I don't know you, and I don't know anything about your story other than what you're telling me here, and I don't know anything about your background. But one of the things I would really encourage you to do is, I mean, go back and listen to this. You know, go back over the steps. Like, you know, when you become clear about the story and you understand the power that you have to make a choice, you can change this in an instant. We all know what to do. We all know what to do. A lot of times we just don't do it. And that's where the juice is. You got to understand, like, why is it that I'm not doing it? You know, you sound like a very intelligent woman. You know your story and you know it very well because you're able to articulate it beautifully. And I give you a lot of credit, Tracy, for being so honest and like putting it out there because you're not the only one. So when you understand what your story is and you understand the power that you have to change it, you're able to ask better questions, not like, why is this happening or when is my baby going to come? You're going to ask a question like, what's holding me back from living this journey with joy? What's holding me back from getting out of struggle? Do you have a sense of what that is?
What's holding me back? No, not right now. I think I have to think about it. But something that you said that is very empowering is that I get to decide. I think that maybe even listening to this whole thing, that didn't sink in until right now, that I get to just change it, just decide, no more struggle.
Yeah. And I would encourage you, listen to this again and listen to it, you know, over and over again if you can. Because, look, I mean, these are lessons that I had to learn over almost a decade on this journey. And I'm smart. You know, I'm smart too, but I wasn't doing what I knew to do. And when I understood and dug a little bit deeper into the stories that I had, because like I said, I mean, I was beating myself up. I told myself I wasn't worthy. I wasn't worthy of spending money on. I wasn't worthy of having what I wanted. And so what was I doing? I was, you know, yeah, I was eating clean. I was doing all this other stuff. But when I look back at what my mindset was doing to me, I was doing all these things that, you know, the rest of me wasn't catching up. So it's like, you've got to give yourself the foundation. And that all starts with mindset. Because if you didn't think, let me say this differently in a less confusing way. If you didn't think that this journey had to be a struggle, how different would your day be today?
I feel like it would be a weight lifted.
Yeah, and what decisions would you make about the treatment or the practitioners or the circumstances that you allowed into your journey? If you didn't think it had to be a struggle, what would be different in that area?
I would have more confidence in them. I would have more confidence in it all working, I think.
And you'd have more confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You would be handing your power to some doctor who's going to tell you. I mean, I love doctors. I mean, they're amazing. They're helping women make dreams come true, so don't misinterpret that. But you wouldn't be giving all of your power to someone else and making it a struggle.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't be agonizing over the money that you're spending because you're like, look, hey, this is part of my life. This is part of my dream. I know this is going to work out. And if I'm going to invest in anything, I'm going to invest in myself. So I'm going to go ahead and pay the money.
Yeah.
Right? You're not struggling over money. You're struggling. You're not struggling over the choices because you're making them confidently. And you're going to find a way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you felt like you had no other choice, I mean, that's a struggle. But if you make it simple and you make it easy on yourself and say, look, hey, I'm going after this. I'm not going to struggle here. I'm going to make this as easy as possible. I'm going to avail myself to all the circumstances that I can to make this happen. How much easier is that? Actually, simpler.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. So do that. Go back and listen to this and really ask yourself, get to know the story. Listen to the questions that I was asking you. What's holding you back from getting out of struggle? Struggle, you know, the only person that makes this journey a struggle is us. Is us. Yes, circumstances, remember what I said about don't, you know, see things as they are, not worse. And when you're honest with yourself about what's really happening and you take the story out of it and you look at it and love yourself enough to give yourself the opportunity to take the story out and attach a new meaning to it, you empower yourself to just make amazing things happen on this journey, Tracy. So did I answer your question?
Yes, very well. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And good luck to everyone.
Oh, you're
We all deserve it.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Tracy, for asking that question. All right, ladies, and I'm going to mute your line for your privacy. All right, ladies, I really want to thank you for being here with me and having the opportunity to share this with you. And, you know, thank you to all the ladies that had their hands up. And if this is the last call, if you want to ask me a question, live, like Tracy did, who's so amazing. I think that is, I'm going to be here for you. Oh, okay. A couple more questions came through. Let me get to those super quick. Natalia in Azusa. I recently turned 40 and am single. I decided to use donor sperm and IUI to make my dream of being a mom come true. How do I let go of my fear of being a single mom? And how will I tell my child how he or she was conceived? Okay, great question. Super brave question, Natalia. To let go of the fear of being a single mom. Okay, here's the thing, Natalia. What's interesting here is you're creating an opportunity here for some serious conflict, because you know you want to be a mom, and you're doing it as a single woman, but you're making being a single mom wrong, right? Because you have fear of it, but you're doing it anyway. And then I get the sense, and obviously because I'm not talking to you, I'm doing some educated extrapolation here based on what you wrote. But love, I would really check out here, like, what are the stories that you're telling yourself about being a single mom? Obviously, there's part of you that desires to do that because you're using donor sperm and you're doing an IUI. So it's like you created this beautiful situation where you're taking steps in furtherance of your desires, which is wonderful, but you're also, you've got some fear attached to it. Now, there's nothing wrong with fear. You know, it's just part of who we are. It's just a question of how much you want that to dictate the path that you take, or, you know, you get to dictate the role fear plays. And if the fear is, and again, because you haven't written here, I'm going to make some suppositions, that the fear is about being a single mom, and, you know, I don't know if it's fear about judgment or fear about your ability to provide. I don't know. You've really got to go back to basics and go to the foundation. Like, why is it important for you to be a mom? You know, if you're doing this as a single woman, you know, what stories are you telling yourself about that? And are those stories true? You want to challenge the truth of the stories, because more often than not, the stories are just not true. See these things as they are, not worse. You are a woman who desires to be a mother, and that's a beautiful thing. And you're going to do them, you know, you're going to do it in the way that you have opted to do it here. So see it as that. And, you know, you get to attach whatever meaning you desire to that. You know, don't make it wrong. If this is what you want, you know, and this is in alignment with your values, and you're doing it in a way that is, you know, according to, you know, your moral fiber, whatever that may be, you know, why make it wrong? You know, if you're worried about other people's opinions, then, you know, you got to really look at why. And are you going to let other people's opinions or judgments steer you away from what it is that you truly desire? So allow yourself to sit with that, Natalia. Great question. Okay, so the last question I'll take is from Chandan. I'm 44 years old. I had a miscarriage 2 years ago, and I've had so many health problems. After the miscarriage, I felt like I had died as well inside. My womb just felt so dark and empty. Since then, I've been told that I have a bulky uterus, a uterine fibroid, low estrogen. How do I get beyond all this? I feel like I've been hit with health issues after health issues. My husband has been told he has skin cancer. How do you keep the faith and believe? Hard to keep the faith and believe. How do you? Okay, so Chandan, you know, I would go back and listen to this again. You know, really focus in. What do you want? Have you made the decision that being a mom is a non-negotiable? If it is a non-negotiable, you will find a way. You will be respectful of your medical conditions. You will get the help that it is that you desire. You're going to do all the things that an intelligent woman does to position herself to be successful. But you are going to go after it like your hair is on fire. You know, there are plenty of women. I mean, I've worked with women all over the world who have faced, you know, uterine fibroids. I mean, I worked with a woman, and if you tuned into this, gosh, I don't know how many months ago, we did a call with a couple of the women that I've worked with, and it was awesome because this one woman who had lived with uterine fibroids for, a couple decades, like, she went in, had IVF, and said, look, this is going to work. Her doctor didn't even want to do the transfer. She's like, no, you're doing the transfer because this is going to work. And yes, indeed, 2 weeks later, she was pregnant, and we had our babies kind of around the same time. So this is possible, Chanda, and I want to support you in this notion that, look, go back. Think about what you really want here. Be the woman who goes after what she wants. With, you know, don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Like, the desire that you have in your heart to be a mother is there for you for a reason. You've got to put your hooks in that, not on what other people think or what other people think is possible, okay? Love yourself enough. Take the position that 2018 is going to be your best year ever. So, my love, thanks for hanging out, and I'm so glad I was able to spend some extra time with all of you. I love being here with you, and I really want to support you, each and every one of you, and really going after your desire. You have the power within you to make 2018 your best year ever. And for those of you who know, like, mindset, I need to work on my mindset. I really want this to be my year. Again, you can go to www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough. You can request time with me. If you're listening online, you can, there in the upper left-hand corner, there's a box that says, I want my miracle mindset. I work with women, and I help women get pregnant using the power of mindset. You've got to look at your fertility as a whole, and your mindset is at the center, okay? You want to really have the mindset of the woman who is successful, because the women who do are indeed successful. So, my love, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and I want to thank Circle and Bloom. Let's send so much love and gratitude to Circle and Bloom right now for making this time possible. Circle and Bloom is amazing and is so committed to the women in the fertility universe and is out there making a huge difference in women's lives. So send them amazing gratitude for this time that we have together. So, my loves, go enjoy your Saturday, and remember, the desire that you have to be a mother, that feeling in your heart, it is there because it was meant for you. Go for it. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. My name is Roseanne Austin.